Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioner Faber resigns from the board. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Wednesday, January 3rd, at the end of the regular meeting of the Board of Campbell County Commissioners, Colleen Faber announced the resignation of her position as Campbell County Commissioner effective the end of the day, January 3rd, as she attended to final duties through the day. According to the press release from the Public Information Office, Commissioner Faber expressed her gratitude for the opportunity over the past 4 years to serve the residents of Campbell County. She shared the decision was made to move to Texas and take a position within Western Midstream, which was presented to her in late 2023. The move to Texas provides opportunity for Commissioner Faber and her husband to be close to family.
Through my years serving, there have been challenges and successes and many decisions, some of which were difficult, some of which I may have second-guessed. The past is one thing we are guaranteed never to change, but I have let it teach me, remind me, and inspire me. It is by the grace of God that I have been able to serve, a grace that I endeavor to afford others through my tenure. I wish to thank my family for their endless support, the citizens of Campbell County, as well as county employees who are hardworking, patriotic, family, and community-oriented.
As the result of her resignation, a notice of the vacancy has been submitted to the Campbell County Republican Party, who will be responsible for selecting three qualified applicants to fill the open position. As the seat vacated by Commissioner Faber was from the Republican Party, Wyoming state statute requires the central committee of that party to provide the Board of Commissioners qualified individuals to fill the vacancy for the time remaining on the term. Once names have been submitted to the Board of Campbell County Commissioners, the commissioners have 20 days to appoint one of the individuals provided by the Campbell County Republican Party. In the event the Board of Commissioners does not select an individual for the open seat, the appointment will be made by a district court judge. The seat vacated by Commissioner Faber is up for election in 2024, and the appointed individual will serve through 2024 with the opportunity to run for election for a full term from 2025 through 2028. Department of Workforce Services announces new free virtual training series. The Department of Workforce Services has announced a new virtual training series coming to Wyoming in 2024. A customer feedback survey conducted in July 2023 revealed that employers and employees expressed interest in learning new skills and in learning more about what DWS can offer. According to the press release from the Department of Workforce Services, with these desired skills in mind, DWS will kick off the virtual training series on January 23rd with a presentation on Social Media 101. This course is designed to provide an introduction to social media marketing for those who are new to the field. Attendees will learn the basics of setting goals and objectives, building a strong brand, understanding their target audience, and analyzing data to make informed decisions. The course will also cover important topics such as accessibility and monitoring current trends in the industry. Each topic is free to the public, though registration is required. Registration for the January session is currently open. First quarter sessions also include topics on leadership and recruitment. Additional topics on workers' compensation, labor standards, unemployment insurance, DWS workforce centers, safety discount programs, QuickBooks, and Microsoft Office are planned. For more information, visit the Department of Workforce Services website at dws.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.